بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ما بعث الله نبيا إلا رعى الغنم. قال أصحابه: وأنت؟ فقال: نعم، كنت أرعاها على قراريط لأهل مكة. رواه البخاري. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send down any Nabi except that Nabi herded a flock of sheep or goats. In other words, every Nabi was a shepherd. Sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and even you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were also a shepherd? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, I used to graze a sheep for the people of Makkah in exchange for a few qirat. That was the currency at the time. And it was for a few pennies. For some little amount, I used to also herd the sheep. And this hadith came previously. Here again we see the simplicity, the humility of the great Anbiya alayhi musallatu salam, that they earn a halal living doing a work of being a shepherd. Also I mentioned previously that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them become shepherds first before they became Anbiya, so that when a person is a shepherd and he should tend to his sheep and look after the flock of sheep and goats, he has to run this way, that way, and make sure that all of them are collected and kept together, and they are grazing and they go back, and no sheep must go missing. He has to protect them from any wolf or any person going to attack or steal the sheep. Like that, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has great effort to accomplish in this world, to look after the ummah, and he has to guide them and make sure that they are collected all the time. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them shepherds. And being a shepherd is not something beyond the dignity of a person. Here, Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam were shepherds, and this shows the humility, and therefore Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned this hadith under this chapter of humility. وَعَنْهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْ أَنِ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لَوْ دُعِيتُ إِلَىٰ كُرَاعٍ أَوْ ذِرَاعٍ لَأَجَبْتُ وَلَوْ أُهْدِيَ إِلِيَّ ذِرَاعٌ أَوْ كُرَاعٍ لَقَبِلْتُ. رواه البخاري. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if I were invited for a meal in which كراع means a trotter, as we see paya, so if I was invited for a meal in which a trotter or a shoulder of animal was served, I would accept the invitation. And if I were given a trotter or shoulder as a gift, I would accept it. Here again, simple meal, but Rasulullah ﷺ displayed his humility and he accepted it from the person who gave him the da'wat. So here Rasulullah ﷺ again shows us his extreme simplicity, his humility. Sometimes some person gives us a gift and we expect a big gift, but it's a small gift. Then to a person should not reject this gift, accept it, make the person happy. We must humble ourselves. And this unites the hearts of people when we accept the gift, regardless of how big or small it may be. But we should display our tawadu', our humility, and accept that little gift. This will create that mutual harmony in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كانت ناقة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم العضباء لا تسبق أو لا تكاد تسبق. Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم had a camel. The name of the camel was Adba. He had various camels, he had horses, and each one was given a name. This particular camel by the name of Adba was never outrun in any race. It was never beaten. It always came out first. فَجَاءَ عَرَابِيٌ عَلَىٰ قَعُودٍ لَهُ. One day a Bedouin comes with his conveyance. فَسَبَقَهَا. Both his animals raced, and the Bedouin's animal, it superseded, it beat Adba. فَشَقَّ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ حَتَّى عَرَفَهُ. Sahaba felt very, very bad about it. They thought it was difficult for them to bear. Nabi Kareem some recognizes in the face. فَقَالَ حَقٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَلَّا يَرْتَفِعَ شَيْءٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا وَضَعَهُ. رواه البخاري. It becomes a right upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or it is a right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that nothing in this world becomes high or elevated except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lower it. Loftiness, greatness, kibriya is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the only person who is most elevated, lofty. Nobody is greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah remains Akbar all the time. Anything in this world, it gains some type of elevation, some highness, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after some time, Allah lowers them. So the person does not get pride. Pride belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We as human beings, we should have tawadu, as I mentioned the hadith in the beginning, man tawadu'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. That person who has humility for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah raises him in this dunya and the akhirat. وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ وَضَعَهُ اللَّهِ. The person who has haughtiness, pride, arrogance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lowers him. Allah humiliates him in this world and the hereafter. Here again, in this hadith, we find this principle has been mentioned that nothing or nobody in this world is invincible. No person gets a high position his entire life. There is a time when he is lowered. So a person does not brag and boast about his accomplishments and all his achievements, because perfection lies only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand and make amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi wa bil alamin. Subhanallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika.